Okay, we're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Bob, could you establish a quorum, please?
All right, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
And Brad Lawrence is not here. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the November 16th, 2015 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented at the public meeting from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon four Division 3 permit applications that were presented during the November 9th, 2015 public hearing. The Planning Commission will also hear one new concept request, which will be presented during the Monday, December 14th, 2015 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of the project will be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, I guess everybody's read the October minutes. Anybody want to change anything in them minutes? Somebody want to approve them minutes? Somebody second?
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes has been approved for October. Now we can move on to Branson View Campground Zipline.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this, if the Tannehill County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015-20, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Second, the applicant shall submit compliance letters from the Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and the Missouri State Fire Marshal's Office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Third, documentation shall be provided to the Planning Department from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, indicating that the existing wastewater treatment facility will have adequate capacity to serve the addition of the zipline attraction. Said documentation shall be submitted prior to the issuance of certificates of conformance. For a copy of the Missouri State Fire Marshal's amusement ride operating permit shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a Division 2 Certificate of Conformance. Five, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Six, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Seven, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Tannehill County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. You want to come up?
Good evening. My name is Dan Boone. I'm the representative for Branson View Campground. I have the owners with me, Andrew and Daryl Darby.
Anybody got any questions for them? Somebody want to make a motion to approve this or disapprove?
I'll make a motion to approve it as written.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you very much.
Woodbridge Estates, Phase 2.
I'm Okay, the staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3, Division 3 permit 2015-22, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, no residence constructed within lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 shall contain more than three bedrooms. Seven, all residences utilized for nightly rental shall accommodate no more than two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Sorry about that. Number eight, a deed restriction shall be placed upon all deeds within lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2, requiring all residences which are to be used for nightly rental to utilize a single property management company, meeting the minimum requirements of Appendix E, Section 4.7.14 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The language of said deed restrictions shall be reviewed by the Taney County Legal Department. Nine, no boats, watercraft, trailers, or recreational vehicles shall be parked or stored on site upon any lot within lots 20 through 38 of Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 in conjunction with the nightly rental of the properties in question. 10, one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy within each nightly rental cabin. And of number 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Tim, you want to come up? Tim, I got any questions for Tim? No?
You said that in our last meeting that there wasn't any other way to put any other roads in there or change the roads into this rejected project, right?
That's correct. No economical way to do it. If you spent exorbitant sums, I do believe if you had an unlimited budget, you could actually put roads in.
But there were no plans made to put any roads in at this time.
That's correct.
Anybody else? Another question? Anybody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove this?
I don't think this development is compatible with what's out there, and we heard a lot of concerns by the neighbors, which were, I thought, legitimate. So I would make a motion to deny this request.
Okay, we got a motion to deny. Anybody want
I'll
a second?
Second that.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim. I'd like for it to go on record that I was against it.
Okay. Who seconded that motion?
I did.
Okay. Do you hear me?
I did.
Okay. Thank you. I can't do that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're allowed to vote.
I ain't allowed to vote, but I'm allowed to give my opinion. Okay, 274 Foggy River Road rental.
Okay, The staff recommendations on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2015-23, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residence and guest quarters located at 274 Foggy River Road shall accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Number seven, the 274 Foggy River Road nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And number eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay, Representative. Anybody got any questions for her?
So you're not planning to do any kind of modifications on the garage part to make it?
No,
More people.
No, it's fine, like it is. But like I said, we just want to keep it kind of how it is and simple.
Okay. There's lots of parking area inside the fence. So.
Oh yes, we've got plenty. We've got places for boat trailers and everything all inside the fence.
Yeah.
There'll be nothing outside.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I feel like this is a very low-impact thing. There's not any other piece of property adjoining it that's occupied or anything like this, and it'll be a high-end rental, obviously. And with that in mind, I think I would like to make a motion to approve this project.
Anybody want to second it? George seconded. Everybody in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? There you go.
You're good.
Thank you, and please visit if you're ever down in Foggy River Road.
Thank you.
Martino Vacation Rentals.
Whatever. Okay. The staff recommendations on this one, I'll go ahead and let it. I thought there are a few that differ. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2015-24, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Four, the septic tank serving the nightly rental home, located at 615 State Highway P, Hollister, Missouri, shall be pumped at a minimum of annually. The applicant shall provide a copy of the pumping contracts to the Planning Department office. A riser shall be installed on the existing septic tank, ensuring adequate pumping access. Five, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated via nightly rental. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And eight, this residence shall accommodate no more than eight persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Nine, the Martino nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 10, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions for her?
I have one for Bob on number four. You say or the stipulation that she'll be pumped at a minimum annually. So that means that they have to pump it at least once a year?
That's what it is.
And that can be revised if it could even be as general as needed.
Oh, that's every 2 years is a lot.
I want 25 on one.
And it wouldn't be in use every, you know, probably 4 to 6 months out of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't be in use in the winter.
Well, I think that's really a lot of pumping of septic tank. If they didn't have any laterals, would be one thing. But I did read Scott's letter that there was no record of the installation of the.
I'm concerned about that. And I don't think, you know, I mean, and as of now,
well,
the county would provide one pumping for it a year free.
Well, they still have it. Those funds are still available.
Yes.
From here on out. I just think that's kind of harsh, at least once a year. I'd rather see it as needed or something like that. But
you're not going to know if it's needed until it's on the ground.
Well, who's going to police it?
Well, that's right.
Well, we can put whatever we want in the next contract because this one's a moot deal anyhow.
This one's just a trial deal.
I'd like to hear your concerns.
My concerns?
Yeah.
I just wondered why we didn't just, instead of running it through as a special use thing, if you're going to do this one, instead of us having to... I mean, I understand what you're trying to do, but we could just run it under and not put it as a special use permit, and then whoever bought the home would have it if we feel like it is, the location is good on that and things like that. Why, it's it gone through, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a special use, but a...
Yeah, just a regular Division 3.
Just a Division 3 permit. And
as a Division 3 permit, would that make it a commercial application?
It would make it a commercial application from here on out.
That'd have a tax impact on them.
It would. But I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here.
So if somebody buys it that is not wanting to do the nightly rental,
it's too late.
So I don't want to do that. Let's just keep it like this. This is fine. The next person can go through
it.
I don't know who's going to buy this
that
house.
Ends that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to buy the house, and I don't want to do that to somebody to raise
Bob,
their taxes.
Or Doug, we're going back to you. How are you going to reword
it? Like you said, if it comes in for a nightly rental again, it'll have to come through the same procedure. But then again, if they sell it as a
residential
area, then your septic tank is, you know, it's a moot point now. They may not ever have to pump it. Tell somebody, you know.
How hard is it just to simply change that wording?
I wanted to give you the opportunity to change the wording if you wanted to.
It's fine.
Yeah, or as needed.
It's fine.
I have a concern about the parking. There could be three or four vehicles there and three or four boats.
Yeah, that's, Bob, can you bring up the...
Yeah, but they go down the road, they're about 100 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You want the aerial?
Did you drive out there and look at this?
I built the road in front of it.
I'm not considering the road in front of it.
It's a three-car garage.
And I know where it is.
Yeah, it's a three-car garage.
Now, there's Rick, plenty of room. Go with your concern. I wanted to see the picture, I think I know where you're going. There's a reason I stopped you.
Well, you can't get in and out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I drove down there and I drove into the house, mm-hmm. and you got to agree that it's
tight. It's tight to back out, yeah.
You get, yeah.
It's a three-car garage, but you can tight, you can turn around. I park facing that way, so I'm ready to go. You know?
But not with a trailer on your car.
Well, no, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put your trailer down at the marina.
Yeah, we're not supposed to use it, but that's in, you know, that's immaterial.
What about some wording, you know, adequate parking will be required for however many vehicles?
Will be added.
Yeah.
It would.
If they decide to rent it, then they'll have to put in the parking for a certain number of vehicles.
Well, Dave, how wide is the entrance?
There might be, but
well, the road down in there to it is the problem.
Well, you got a 24-foot road. You can kind of size it. It's about 18 where it narrows down after you get away from the radius.
As we walked through.
And I know it's got to come back in front of us anyway.
Yeah, it's going to come back either way. We're forewarned.
It might not.
And it may not, yeah.
They may decide to go ahead and put renters in there.
Well, it has renters in it before.
Well, that's still, we're not in
the permit is just for this lady. The permit is just for her.
For the owner now.
Patty Martino.
Yeah, for the owner.
And if she decides to go ahead and make it into another
if she
realm.
Did, but she says she won't. But yeah, I know what you mean. Right.
Right. Well,
she could.
Years,
she
I want to have generate some income.
Right.
And I do rent on herself. And if she does, then we need something about the parking if it's not already in there.
I think we need to note the parking, and I think we need to note the septic. Maybe not a year, but make it 2 years.
Biannual.
And go ahead and put it in there because, like you're saying, this lady may look at the numbers and decide that. It would be feasible to keep.
Have we ever asked anybody, have we ever required anybody to pump the tank, or do we usually just require
this is
an adequate sewer?
First one I've seen.
The problem is we don't know how this tank is done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this one's also calling for a riser, and I don't ever remember one before calling for a riser.
We don't care if it's easy for them to be pumped or not.
We did, but it was on a port of adjustment app.
I'm not on that.
So I don't know that we.
And I think I would.
Well,
that's
not
a good idea, but
easier.
I see
what you're
saying. Easier for Bormans.
The Bormans is up the hill. They can do it.
Yeah.
They're just close by.
But
okay, are there anything that anybody wants to change while we're here?
But it puts it in a different category than everybody else in the county. They're required to do something, and I don't know of anybody else in the county that has requirements on them like that, if you want to compare it.
It's either that or, as far as I'm concerned, is to deny it.
Well,
I don't have a problem with bumping it.
I really don't either. But
I usually recommend every 4 years. I tell everybody to do it during every presidential election because that's dust on your mind.
That's a good one.
But I actually feel by requiring that you're putting a demand on there.
Well,
be deemed in a court of law as unreasonable if everybody else has not got the same.
And the other thing, too, there's no way to police it.
No.
You can write all kinds of rules and regulations, but nobody looks at it after tonight. Well, then.
I'm not saying it's not a good idea. I just don't know whether we should put it in there or not. That's my point.
Was that added just because of Scott's review of the septic tank?
It really was.
Do the representative, do you have a problem pumping the tank every year?
Yes, I do. No, I think that would be a little much, too. Yeah, I mean, I won't be around to worry about it, but, you know, I don't, you know, every 2 years would probably be okay, and Foreman's is right up the hill, so, I mean, you know, I don't think it's going to be rented that much, to tell you the truth, but, you know, if that's what Scott wants or whatever, it's okay.
You're not going to know if it's needed until it's surfacing on top of the ground.
But it probably just needs a good septic inspection, is what I'm thinking. A good septic inspection.
Instead of
when it's
$119 or whatever it is.
How old is the house?
It's about 20 years old.
What would you recommend to put it on our yearly for how many years, Rick?
Well, I think that every 4 years is sufficient as far as that goes, but this is a rental and it's going to get. When it is rented, there's going to be more than probably people are supposed to be there. I mean, that's
hopefully
the
not.
Yeah,
hopefully
that's
management. The I know the management company is supposed to regulate.
I'll make a motion. We change that to every 2 years.
And do you want to do anything about the parking? I mean, I drove down there and looked at it. It's hard to drive in there and back around, mm-hmm. especially if there's another car there. Mm-hmm. You don't back around. Mm-hmm. You got to back all the way out to the street.
Go back to that picture, would you please, Bob?
Uh-huh.
But if you're in the garage, you can back around easier, you know.
If there's not a car parked behind you.
Right, right. But there, it's a three-car garage, and if you're in the garage, you can back out quite easily.
That's as good as any. Yeah, that's a good thing. And I'm not real concerned about it because I don't care if the car gets hit or not, you know. But
I personally don't see the parking as an issue because if it turns out to be inadequate and they're in trouble, they're not going to park on the street.
Yeah, no, there's definitely
for sure. Whoever's renting the thing's going to have to fix it right. Where they can get in and out.
I think if you want to put in a warning about no on-street parking,
that would do it. Yeah,
that would be good because they're
they would not park on the street.
You know,
there.
If they're right on the street and had inadequate parking, you've got to do something because the only alternative is the street that'd be close by. But with this situation,
it's way down in there.
It's an acre and a half.
It's not going to hurt the neighbors, and that's why we're here.
No.
They can make a turnaround to the left side of the house.
It's going to be kind of rough pulling out right there. If you don't know that road, that's a more of a curve.
That's not our concern.
That's not our purview.
That's right. That's their problem.
Oh, I think if he wants to, whoever buys that and if they want to use it for a nightly rental, if they want to charge the rate that they're wanting to charge, they're going to have adequate parking. They'll find some way to make it work for the people.
Well, they'll have to come back in front of us anyway.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I don't see any parking issues here damaging anybody except the owner. If you want to damage yourself, that's his business.
So let's make the change from 1 year to 2 years on the septic. And at that point, I would make a motion to accept it as written.
We don't have anything. Do we have anything about on-street parking?
No, but it's like you say, geez, people are not going to walk.
They're
not going to walk.
That's a long way to walk.
They might drop their boat on the shoulder to drive the car on it.
Well, there's no shoulder there. There's no shoulder there.
Highway is
there's really not.
That was a farm market road back when we built that. Okay. 60-foot right away.
Yeah, two trucks is real close meeting.
We did the best we could.
Yeah.
It met state requirements, and we went on with our business.
I'll second Rick's motion.
Okay, everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm opposed because I don't believe in and I'm not opposed to the project, but I'm opposed to putting a pumping standard on one property in Taney County and it not be on every other property. I think that's a discrimination, and I'm not for it.
It's just one complaint. Thank you. That was nice of you to mention that. Worry about that the next
time. Now, you're good to go.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good evening.
I hope you get it sold.
Oh, I do too. I need to get it sold by Christmas. I'm going to put a flyer out there.
Well, we got one concept, Sarge's Gun Shop.
Yes, sir.
Christopher.
Yes.
Tell us what you want to do, Christopher.
Basically, I've just got some aerial photography showing the location, and I'll turn it over to him at this point.
Well, let's locate it first.
But it's located at 150 Benjamin Place. We'll zoom in here.
Have we looked at this before?
Just right off of State Highway T.
Have we looked at this before?
No, not the specific one.
But it was Sarge's Gun Shop. Am I wrong?
I know he was located in another location at one time.
I was on 148 Auburn Road in a commercial building. And then downsized it and wanted to move it back to the house.
I'll go ahead and turn it over to you at this point.
Okay. I was like I said, I had a gun shop business off 148 Auburn in Branson off of 76 East, and I was having a hard time competing with the internet sales and keeping up with overhead. So I turned the building back over, and I wanted to move it back to the house, doing private sales to my already lengthy list of customers that I already have established, sales on the internet, and gunsmithing repair out of the garage.
I got one question. You only have access off of Benjamin Road. There's no access off T Highway, there is it?
No, sir, that's correct, just off of Benjamin.
Anybody got any questions? Anybody else?
Are you just going to do cleaning and repairs and retail sales? You're not going to try them out? You're not going to shoot them?
I'll address that real quick. In my CCRs for the property already, it says no discharging of firearms. And as you can see by the layout, there's no safe direction anyway. The only thing I do have is for added safety is I have a clearing barrel like we used to use in the military. It's a 55-gallon steel barrel, and it's cradled at a 45-degree down angle, and it's filled with rubber mulch, plywood discs, sand, things of that nature that stops rounds. The reason I have this in place is once in a while I do get a gentleman that wanders in with a firearm that has rounds stuck in the chamber or there's an issue with it, and I take it to the clearing barrel and clear it at that spot so that if there is a discharge, it goes into the trap and stays there. Behind the steel barrel is concrete blocks all up and around the side on a concrete slab floor, so it won't leave the building if
it
ever did.
But still going against the CCRs of the property.
If it were to accidentally discharge, there would be a discharge of a firearm on there. But there is no intentional test firing or anything of that nature on my property. That will either be at Busick or I have an agreement with a resident who has plenty of property, has placed it. I could go over there and do that. No test firing on my property.
Your barrel is indoor?
Yes, it's right inside the garage next to my workstation.
Anybody else got any questions?
What's that little turnaround there? Is that a paved parking or something on your lot?
It's just a little turnaround spot at the very end, yeah.
It's part of the street, isn't it? Private street?
No.
It's actually a little separate.
Somebody paved almost like a figure eight area off to the side of my house down there. I put my trailer down there.
Where is your garage located? Is it attached to your house?
Yes, sir. It's at the top right corner of the building right there, and the driveway is right in front of that.
And most of your stuff's done by appointment anyway, right?
Yes. I'm looking for other part-time work or whatever, so it'll all be by appointment only. No, people just won't be showing up out of nowhere.
Yeah. You plan on any signage or anything like that around it?
No, sir. Most of my stuff's done on the internet by appointment.
If you do discharge a firearm into the barrel, it's a safety thing, and it's basically an accident. You're not intentionally firing it. It's just a place to hold it while you're trying to get it clear.
Absolutely. I find that that's safer that way than some people laying it on a bench and messing with it and then having to go off and go through their house and out into someone else's house. So I just made an extra safe area just for clearing a firearm.
And most of the time, if you got it cleared, it wouldn't discharge if you could get the cartridge out.
Right, that is correct.
How will you check function if you don't use your barrel, if you don't fire it?
Well, I can do a standard, just a function check to make sure mechanically everything works properly. I do have snap caps and things of that nature that don't go off. And then when I do have to check actual live function, I will, like I said, go to the range.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody have any more questions?
I have one. Are you flat through?
No, sir.
What kind of permit are we asking for? I guess I missed that.
Home business.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a regular home business, retail type business out of his home.
That'll be a service also.
Mm-hmm.
Selling ammo?
Not so much from the house.
We're going to call it a special use permit, though, not a class three.
I think we did on the others. I think we approached those as a special use permit.
That's what I was missing.
I'm not going to deal too much with ammo from the house, just because of shipping costs, hazmat, you know, explosive stuff like that. And there's not as much of a need. I won't have people coming by picking things up, going to the range like I did at the shop. So,
this is a special.
I'm pretty sure that's how we've approached the other gun sales applications.
Yeah,
in neighborhoods it is.
Yeah,
but I think we had one in Smoke Tree Hills.
Yes,
the same thing.
Yes,
in the one at the back.
Yeah. We're going out there by the airport road off of 248.
Yeah, we've done one there too.
Yeah,
church.
Off Victor Church?
Victor Church.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Old Airport Road.
Yeah.
On the east end.
My dad built that.
The road.
That road at airport.
The airport.
That's original airport.
Yeah. I owned the airport and the hangar.
Oh, that one guy?
Yeah. Okay. Anybody got any more questions for Christopher? We'll see you December
14th.
Uh-huh. 6 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
That wasn't all that was out there on Airport Road.
Right.
The old chemical ranch.
Well, that was part of it. It was for Thompson they were working for. That was a long way in there to that airport when they were building that originally.
Yeah. I owned the part on the very top of the hill where the...
Are we on?
We're still on. You want me to...
Oh, yeah, we need to adjourn first, I guess, don't we?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is this kind of question?
Depends on what.
The use permit for the rental, is there any way to rescind the permit if there's X amount of trouble and or complaint, or once they're done, they're done?
There's no way we can rescind it, is there, Bob?
There's no time limit on a special use permit. There's no review at a later date or anything like that.
There's not really a time frame associated with it. Any permit can be revoked. I mean, if they're just
that's
doing
it.
Yeah.
If we approve one of these things, as a general rule, all the neighbors don't want a bunch of meth heads to show up and have a party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if that is a continuous situation on a particular location, is there the commission have any recourse to that permit?
It's the normal recourse that we'd have on any permit that's passed out.
The permits is 120 days, ain't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's a,
We're good for 120 days?
No.
They come in during that time?
Yeah, but
they have to record them within 120
days. 120
days.
But I don't think that's what George is asking.
No.
He's trying to find the time limit.
No, I'm not looking for a time limit necessarily. I'm just wondering if one of these things does go to pieces and turn out to be a pretty bad
well,
idea.
It's just the normal recourse that we have anyhow, which we're not the enforcer, but it goes through a reporting process, and usually there's a notification that they're not in compliance, and then if they don't come into compliance, then there's further steps can be taken, and it's really a long drawn out process, but there is a course of action that can be taken on any permit.
Well, how successful is that, Bob, since we're in the middle of... Have we ever gone any far of the house out on Table Rock Lake that's down? How are we proceeding on that 8-bedroom deal?
Well, we've got that one and a few others that have been kind of going back to Dave Stewart's point.
It's a long, drawn-out process.
Basically, we ultimately refer them to the prosecuting attorney's office. and that one is set to go to trial at this point.
And they didn't even have a permit.
That's true. Somebody asked me the other day, where are we on the thing about where they were, the car lot on 248? Is there any actions being taken on that matter? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it's just...
Yeah, that one's in litigation at this point, and really both of them are.
That should be
litigation. Okay, well, if it's in litigation, staff cannot comment on it.
Yeah.
If there are not any more that we need to talk about, we can adjourn.
Are we going to recognize Ronnie or his anything to his wife as far as appreciation letter or anything like that? Is that normally done?
I don't know, Doug, but that's something that should be done.
There's flowers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good.
Motion to adjourn.
I might be speaking out of turn here a little bit, but.
Never mind.
Just sit there and listen, George. For about $15, you can get a nice real plaque about the size of this that states how long he was on here and. You can put anything that he's done on there. And everybody wants to kind of go in with me and help do that, or I'll do it by myself, but I think we'll get a plaque done.
Well, should it come from us or the county commission? Or both?
Well, I just want to see it come from us. Right. As a,
from us as a planning commission?
As a group that worked with him.
Do they have a plan to do that now?
I think
he was on the board. Yeah, but he was on the board.
He's really retired.
Yeah. So,
well, I wanted to do one from just us. And, you know, we were going to work with him, the committee, the commissioners did.
Appreciation of your service for the rest of my years.
Anyway, however we do it, I think we ought to give Ronnie one for his wife. So is that something the county will do in this situation? It's not a retirement.
Have they been propositioned to do that?
I'll see Danny.
I can get a 9x11 made. You've seen him, George.
Yeah, he's on the park board. He was on several boards. He was on the county park board, too.
Yeah, he was on a number of boards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Can we check into that, somebody?
Let me ask you this. Can we do it just as a group here at this board without any county affiliation or anything? I would be more than happy to go in with Steve on this and whatever. Or bye.
It's not much. It's a $15 to $18 deal.
I'd pay my share but if you want to do it on her own.
Let's just do it on her own.
I want to present her one just from us guys. We're the ones that worked with him every
month.
We
don't have to ask anybody then.
Yeah.
I think it'd be appropriate for the county to do it too. We can do ours, but the county
should. Yeah. Even the state should. I mean, you worked for the state for how many years?
Retired.
Long time.
25 years or something.
But Ronnie's been in a lot of different activities through his life. So anyway, if. I'll get a plaque made just from us. I need to know how long he's actually on here. Dave thought 2 years, but I think he came on here the same time I did. I've been under six.
What I've got, Shody was appointed in 2012, I believe.
Did he come on after that? Anyway, I'll get him a plaque made. How you'd want it to word? How would you like for it to read?
I think just from the setting board on the planning commission now, however you want to verbalize it, is just from the members that are on the board right now.
Okay. Well, the lady that does that up there, Davis, she'll figure out a way to word it to make
it. They probably got a more suitable way to word it than I do.
Yeah, she'll make it sound good. And then I'll just put all her names on it, Donnie and Bob's.
And suits me.
Everybody on here and will.
And like Benita said, we went ahead and got flowers on behalf of the Planning Commission, and anybody that wants to pitch in can, but you don't have to.
We lost another one, a long time native of mine and Randy's country. Matter of fact, she taught both of us, Sam Norwine's wife, Neona. Mm-hmm. She passed away, and they had her funeral yesterday. But she taught a lot of kids in her lifetime. So, anyway, on the plaque, I'll get it made, and we'll figure out when to give it to her or how you're going to do it. If somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I think George.
George already did.
Somebody want to second that?
George, give up. Yeah.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Now.